Please call calling customer support. My name is Shamaya. How may I help you?
Hi, I'll be right with you. Yes, I have some questions about a charge that was made on my account.
I have your zip code so that I can better assist you.
18471.
Give me one second. May I have your first and your last name?
I'm Elizabeth Taylor Huey.
Alrighty. And may I have your shipping address?
My street address or my post office box 722 or 115 Waverly Road in Waverly, Pennsylvania, 18471.
Okay, so I'm showing here that you have our height watch. This is a luxury item. It is great for people on the go. It's used to track your heart rate, your blood pressure, as well as your steps. So I'm showing here that we issued you an RMA number, meaning that you're sending the product back or you're going to send the product back.
Yeah, but
so
let me tell you my question.
Go
Could
ahead.
I tell you my question?
Of course, of course.
The question is, I received from Ace Hardware, because I'm a member there, I could get a free gift. So I said, oh, okay, which was this watch. So I went and signed up, and it said you have to pay shipping only. So and it has some other options about warranty and insurance and other things, which I did not click. However, on the 16th of January, my credit card company called me, and they said, we have this charge that we're curious about, and we don't know if it's real, and we should cover it. And they told me it was for $59.97 for this watch. And I explained to them, no, do not cover the charge. I never got the watch, and I never clicked whatever button. So they said, okay. So I thought it was taken care of. Then, a couple of weeks later, I get this watch, okay? And I thought, that's weird. Why did I get the watch when I canceled? So then I looked at my bill from my credit card company, and there's the charge on it. So apparently, my credit card company, when they called me, never reversed the charge, so you guys must have sent the watch. I guess that's how it worked. Okay. So I don't want the watch. I'm going to send the watch back. But the woman I talked to earlier was trying to explain to me why I was charged this, and it didn't make any sense to me. So can you explain it to me?
Yes,
what was
ma'am.
The 97-4?
So, alrighty, so on December the 31st, you paid $5.95 for shipping.
Wait a second, I'm writing. Wait a minute.
December the 31st.
I did what?
At 7:15 a.m.
Yeah.
You pay $5.97 for shipping and handling.
Just a second, I'm writing.
Okay. I'm going to go slow and then take my time.
Good.
And let me know when you're ready. Okay.
So, yes.
So, what it was a 14-day trial.
This was for a 14-day trial?
So, it was a free 14-day trial to test out the product.
Wait a minute. A free 14-day trial to do what?
To test out the product.
To pick, did you say?
To test out the product.
To test the product, okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was not clear on whatever I checked, but go ahead.
Okay. So when the 14-day trial expires,
yep,
the customer will then pay for the product that has been shipped out.
Okay, when, okay, so, but how come on the 31st, so then 2.5 weeks later, you charged me because that was after the 14 days?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So I didn't read the fine print, or it wasn't very clear that this was a trial, was it?
So it was in the terms and conditions. Do you remember clicking the box and it asked if you're the age of 18 years or older?
I do not.
So before you place the order, you had to click on every order. You have to click a box and it asks if you're 18 years or older. So it did state everything that I just told you in the terms and conditions. I can provide you with a website for our Hype Watch.
Yes. Would you please provide me with a website so I can find it out, because my credit card company is following up on this as a scam. So I need all the information I can get. So give me a website where I can go to terms and conditions.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am. It'll be S-H-O-P.
S is in Sam.
Mm-hmm.
H what?
H as in horse, O
yep.
as in Oreo, P as in Peter.
Yep.
H as in horse.
Yep.
Y as in yarn.
Yep.
P as in Peter.
Yep.
E as in elephant.
Yep.
W as in watch.
Yep.
A as in apple.
Yep.
T as in Tom.
Yep.
C as in Charlie.
Yep.
H as in horse, .com.
Okay. And then once I go there, do I find terms and conditions? What do I find?
So when you go on the website, it'll say Shop Hype Watch. You'll see a man and you'll see a girl. It'll say, tell us where to send your order. At the top, tell us where to send your order. But I'm just advising you of like what you'll see once you type the website in, what you'll see, just to make sure you have the correct one. So you see a lady with a blue shirt on and some shorts. And then when you look at the top of the screen, it'll say terms and conditions. You click terms and conditions. And then it'll read, you must read and agree to these terms and conditions before placing your order for the 14-day trial plus 4-day shipping program of Hype Watch.
Can I print that out? Can I print that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Okay.
You can actually go type it in while I'm on the phone with you if you would like to.
Oh, my husband's on a conference call, so I can't go in there.
Okay. So it'll say, by placing your order for the 14-day trial plus 4-day shipping of Hype Watch, you agree to be bundled by the terms and conditions.
Okay, so how come I never saw that? Maybe I was quick.
You said, what was that?
I don't recall seeing that or clicking on it, but perhaps I did not take enough time.
Yeah. And it also say, state in the terms and conditions, it says if you agree that if you do not send us notice of cancellation of your trial within the 14-day trial plus 4-day shipping period, which is 14 days, started from your initial order, so your order started the day you placed the order, you will be charged full price of $59.97.
Okay, well, I did not see that. So anyway, I'm sending it back, but my credit card company wanted all these details, so that's why I called back to get all the details. and then I will tell Ace Hardware,
yes, ma'am,
what they got people into, which, you know, is pretty fraudulent as far as I'm concerned. Okay, so thank you. Do I need any other information to give to my credit card company?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.